Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Public Opinion Tea Time with your hosts, Pam and Vanetta. Public Opinion Tea Time is where we talk about what everybody is talking about or what's trending or just really what we want to talk about. But what we're going to be talking about this week.
This is her subject.
This is my subject, but I'm going to tell you, this is driving me crazy. And that is there some type of body odor epidemic going on? Because I cannot get away from on Facebook, when I turn on the TV, every other commercial or ad is about all over body sprays that can last up to 72 hours. And I have so many questions about that.
Okay, first of all.
So many questions and concerns about this.
Is it something that we just don't know? Are we just reaping?
I mean, and Vanetta, will you tell me, honest to God, please tell me if you think that I need some extra help that would go beyond what my normal hygienic routine entails, which is like I take showers, I use deodorant, I wear the aromatic body sprays and the lotions. I always thought that's sufficient, but apparently. No. There must be something going on, and I don't know.
And it's more than one stinky person.
I mean,
because it's a whole new market.
It's created. A big marketing push for this. Not only is it an all over, because they say you can use it here, you can use it there, you can use it down there, but it's also they keep emphasizing it can last 72 hours. So, but my question is, first of all, who is going 3 days?
That's how they got smelly, though.
But what? That's the reason why you might need it. But first of all, they said there's people who are out here, and I know it. They are going 72 hours
without shower.
And if that's the case, get in the shower. You're just gonna spread that. I just don't understand why is that.
And this is what you got to worry about. Does it help prevent it, or does it help kill it once it starts?
And that's, I don't have no idea, but I'm just like, they're pushing it to the point that I'm saying to myself,
let me say this. I have sat next to people. I'm thinking they need to freshen up. Now you have done that.
Okay. Freshening up is one thing, but if you take a shower, are they saying it's not going to wash that stuff off?
It's going to be 72 hours later.
That will not come off my body for 72 hours.
Well, the one that I looked at, that one Lumi, it looked like it was a stick.
Oh, and that lady is aggressive with that.
Yeah.
She's an OBGYN, and she's in your face. She's like, and this is going to help with all of that stinky odor that people have. And I'm like, oh my God, what is this? What with this lady?
And it's
not just Lumi, they got Secret Duh. All of them are pushing, and
but
they keep talking about this
female.
72 hours.
Yeah, but they don't, you notice most of it is addressing female.
But they said men can use it too.
Yeah, too, like an add-on.
Yeah, like an add-on. They it's some funky women out here. Now you all know it. They're like, you all are not coming forward. We gotta do this as a public service. All of that, I don't know.
You know what? I heard my mother call this, you know, a such and such kind of bath where the pits and
pits and the slits.
Okay.
Okay.
So
they're not even doing that?
No, I'm thinking this is for the people who need that.
Oh.
They don't have to come in and get a towel for the pits and the slits.
Okay.
They just.
Okay.
And they
feel. Maybe that's it. That's true. Okay. Maybe they're trying to really target a particular audience, but they don't want to actually say it.
Right.
Okay, ladies.
Because this is, you know, that is an audit. This is not legal in other states.
Well, we used to call it a whole bath. Same thing.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so if you're doing that, maybe you do need to maybe have an all-over body spray. But I'm just saying that'll last 72 hours.
Uh-huh.
But I'm just saying, if you're going to be showering at least once a day, and putting on some deodorant. So if you put that on when you shower, it's just not coming off then. Or you're going to just still have lingering.
I think this is for the person that don't shower every day. I really do. And you know what? Maybe it's for people in comas. You know, they buy.
Okay, I can even see that. If you're in a hospital, there might be
a coma.
But this is not who they're marketing it to. You don't see the people in the air laying there like this in the hospital. That would make, what's this, spray all around? Okay, good. But we're talking about normal people. That's all I'm saying. That's what I wanted to talk about. I don't know how you all feel about it, but I'm just being bombarded with these, you know.
Well, we asked that everyone as a public service shower between 72 hours, maybe go 48, not 72.
Every day.
Within
a 24 hour period.
I mean, if you're sick, sometimes you don't shower that day. That's, you know, going 48.
I don't know, but if you enjoy watching us talk about but if you enjoy watching this, continue to follow us on Facebook and YouTube. If you cannot watch the show, listen on the go wherever you get your podcast. Until next time, make sure you're staying clean. We'll see you for another episode of Public Opinion Tea Time. Bye-bye.